This is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans, getting you ready for game day.
We are the Sultans. We are the Sultans.
Now, here are Mike Scheck and Trip Rodgers.
Getting ready to put a bow on the first full weekend of December. It is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Scheck, Trip Rodgers. Fantasy football regular season is wrapping up, and week 14 has a good slate featuring all three locals playing at one, but it's not good for the NYJ. They're traveling to Miami, hoping to end a three-game losing streak. Another New York team on a major skid, losing their last seven. I don't have to tell you twice. The New York Giants hosting New Orleans. And the Philadelphia Eagles, the brightest of the bunch, take on the Carolina Panthers, hoping that they challenge the Detroit Lions for the number one seed. And speaking of the Lions, Thursday Night Football had some playoff implications as it was Green Bay traveling to Detroit in an NFC North matchup. Pretty entertaining game. Gutsy late call by Dan Campbell, fourth and inches, could have kicked a field goal and gave Green Bay less than about 40 seconds on the clock. Instead, they go for it. Jared Goff stumbles it. It's David Montgomery who gets the first down. They run out the clock. They kick the field goal, 45-yarder. It is good by Jake Bates, and Detroit wins it 34-31. Jared Goff, 32 of 41 for 283, three touchdowns. For Green Bay, on the flip side, you know, good game too, but it was pretty much all Josh Jacobs in that one with three touchdowns. Detroit, they are the cream of the crop so far in the NFC.
But as was pointed out during Thursday night's game, they have had a ton of injuries on the defensive side. Yep. Aiden Hutchinson, of course, the first one that comes to mind. He went out early, and they have not said he could not come back for a Super Bowl if they get there. So that's something that we would have to watch. But the Detroit Lions have been the class of the NFC the entire year. They showed it. But Green Bay, they are hitting stride. And I don't know. I just get the feeling Green Bay is not a team you want to play in the playoffs. The offense is working well with Jordan Love. Of course, they lost that first game to the Eagles. And Jordan Love, of course, was knocked out with an injury. But since Jordan Love's come back, the Packers have been really good. This was a really entertaining Thursday night football game. Amazon Prime, very happy to have had that game. It lived up to its expectations.
So Aiden Hutchinson, not on the field yet, but for now, he'll Bundele and Save. Speaking of the playoff picture, we get an early look as we roll into the first full weekend of December. Here's the way it's shaping up so far. In the NFC, yep, it is Detroit. They clinched a playoff spot on Thursday night. They are the overall conference leader at 12-1, followed by the Philadelphia Eagles, who lead the NFC East at 10-2. Seattle is the 3 seed and leaders of the West at 7-5. Atlanta is the 4th in the South at 6-6. Wildcards are Minnesota 10-2, Green Bay 9-4, and Washington 8-5. In the hunt, Tampa Bay, Arizona, and the Los Angeles Rams at 6-6, followed by the San Francisco 49ers at 5-7. Obviously, an early look as we still have 5 games as we head down the stretch. A lot could happen.
You know, the first thing just jumped out at me when you were going over that, Mike, is the fact the NFC North, 3 teams there. The only team in the NFC North that's not in the playoff hunt is Chicago Bears, but they fired their coach. So that gives you that one. Seattle is the number 3 seed at this point, and that's not something I expected. I mean, I thought Seattle had kind of a year, but they're in the playoff hunt. The Atlanta Falcons also, they have fallen on hard times. They were the class of the NFC South, and they've lost 3 in a row. And Kirk Cousins last Sunday, oh, man. That was just an awful performance that he gave that game away, literally 4 interceptions. You do have a lot of intra-divisional games, and that NFC North, while the 3 of them have the best records, I think by the time we hit the finish line of the regular season, I don't think those NFC North teams are all going to have such stellar records, shall we say.
I know all eyes will be on the Detroit Lions and Philadelphia Eagles, but watch Minnesota. They're quietly flying under the radar at 10-2. Kevin O'Connell has Sam Darnold playing well, and the defense is shutting down opponents. If they can continue their streak of winning, they could challenge Detroit for that division. They're only 1 game back so far. They got to win on Sunday to stay 1 game back. And then with the Eagles, I feel like it's Saquon or bust for them. He's the glue that holds everything together. I still want to see more from Jalen Hurts. I still want to see more from the receivers, as it's been a lot of Saquon Barkley. So we will talk briefly about the Eagles coming up. Let's go over to the AFC right now. One team has already clinched a playoff spot, while another has clinched their division. Kansas City has earned a playoff spot, overall number one seed so far. They could win the AFC West with a win over the Chargers on Sunday Night Football. They are 11-1. Buffalo clinched the AFC East. They are the two seed. Pittsburgh leads the AFC North at 9-3. Houston controls the South at 8-5. And the wild cards are the LA Chargers 8-4 and Baltimore and Denver at 8-5. Teams on the outside looking in: Indianapolis 6-7, Miami 5-7. Indy is on a bye week this week. What say you about the AFC?
The AFC, I think, is going to be interesting to see, although you thought in the NFC that, you know, the Lions were head and shoulders above the rest. Kansas City at 11-1, head and shoulders above the AFC West. I mean, nobody is even close to them except for the Los Angeles Chargers, and Jim Harbaugh's got them playing really well. Buffalo, the class of the AFC East. Again, you don't have anybody contending with them. The AFC North and the AFC South is going to be interesting. The North especially, since, oh, they're on Hard Knocks, all four teams. And it's going to be interesting because three of the teams are vying for playoff berths. Cleveland thinks they could make it too, but I don't think so.
We almost feel like Kansas City's playing games too close for comfort here, but yes, they're still winning, and that's really all that matters. Remember, they lost on Christmas Day last year, and everyone said, oh, the Chiefs are in trouble. They're done. They're not going to make a postseason run, and look what happened. I say, as long as Patrick Mahomes is still on the field, you can't count him out. With Pittsburgh, you know, talking to somebody last week, they were talking about Pittsburgh like, they can't win with six field goals. This team can't go deep in the playoffs. I don't know about that. I mean, Russell Wilson, he's playing efficient. The defense is shutting down opponents, and Mike Tomlin has not had a losing season in 17 years. It is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Scheck, Trip Rodgers, Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com. The Jets are in action in just a little bit. They're going to be playing Miami. They have a story of excuses this year, should we say. You know, first it was Robert Saleh. He got fired. The offensive coordinator, well, he was demoted. The receiving corps, not good enough, so they bring in Devontae Adams. Well, they got rid of the GM. That was another excuse. But yeah, Here we go with another excuse. Last week, they were leading in the game, blew the game against Seattle. They blamed the officials. DJ Reed went on X last week and said, oh, it was the officials' fault. And coach Jeff Ulbrich backed him up by saying, yeah, I kind of agree. You know, we'll have to look at the plays, see what happens there. There's always an excuse, right?
There is a reason why this franchise has not been in the playoffs since 2010, and it's going to be another year they will not be in the playoffs, and 2025 can't come soon enough for Jet fans. Same thing for Giant fans, too. I hate to say it.
Yeah, they're going to play New Orleans today, and you know, you can kind of call them the walking wounded because it's been a revolving door at who plays with their injuries. I mean, in addition to Dexter Lawrence, three more may not play or may be limited. Bobby Okereke, defensive tackle Raheem Nunez-Roches, and then cornerback Deontay Banks. They cannot afford any more injuries, or maybe they can and they just mail it in for the rest of the year and get a better draft pick.
The Giants have the best draft pick of all, the number one draft pick. This has been a rough year. The Giants have got to protect their quarterback if they want any chance of winning, and that's something they have not done for the last couple of years.
We said we wanted to see more from the Eagles. They take on Carolina today. Bryce Young has bounced back since that Kansas City game. They took the Chiefs to the wire. They took Tampa to overtime. Can they challenge the Eagles? This should be an interesting game coming up today.
And if you're an Eagles fan, you want to see them establish themselves early, get a lead in this game. Don't play close. Don't leave Carolina in, because they've showed the last couple of weeks, if they're in a game, they could win the game. Listen, Tampa Bay thought it'd be a cakewalk last week. It was not.
Down the middle, Mims, he's gone, oh, walks it in.
Mixon again, sweeps the left side into the end zone,
touchdown.
Wilson fires, end zone, Calvin Austin, touchdown.
Darnold will look to throw for it. Pressure from behind. Hits Jones out of the backfield. Redemption for Aaron Jones.
Looking, Richardson, end zone. It is caught. Touchdown.
Charbonnet powers through. Charbonnet scores. If you're drunk on life,
babe, I think it's great. And now it's blown in the air. Overshown. Bats to himself. And he scores.
Keeps, gives. Goddard. Tiptoes. Touchdown.
This is behind Cooper, who brought it in. Pitched it back to Allen, who's going to go to the goal line and get in.
You're too sweet for me.
Coming up, the Fantasy Sultans discuss the biggest injuries impacting your roster. They'll have the key imports you need to pick up for the rest of the way. And can all three local teams do some holiday shopping for a dub? All that and more as Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans continue. Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Yes, on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com.
Unblockable. You can't touch it at all.
It is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Scheck, Trip Rodgers. We got to talk about some big injuries that happened, and 49ers were the big story this past week. Running back Christian McCaffrey, Jordan Mason, both going to IR. McCaffrey suffering a PCL injury on Sunday Night Football. Mason with an ankle injury. They're both done from a fantasy football perspective this season. If somehow the 49ers make the playoffs, maybe we see Mason, but you know what? That's a big if. And this brings up a real interesting debate here that you and I are going to talk about here, Tripp. Where do you put Christian McCaffrey if he does return to the field next season? And we're probably going to say he's going to play. I mean, that Achilles tendonitis injury that he had this year was actually a question mark whether he'd even play a down in the NFL again. Where do we put him at an early look for next season? Is he really a top pick? I just think owners got to be more mindful about his injury history now. I mean, look, when he's healthy, he's one of the best, if not the best. But when he's injured, he's hurting you.
Let's think about Jonathan Taylor. A couple years ago was number one, and then he had the injury and he didn't do that well. And people who grabbed Taylor really were disappointed. So next year, Taylor's expectations were tempered. I want to see Mike. I want to see him get out on the field. I want to see him play. Remember, this year he had an injury, and the injury was suffered in training camp. He was banged up. And we said on our show, we said, I don't know about this. And also, I didn't like the vibes we were getting from the 49ers. That was the other part of the problem. Yeah. The 49ers have got some huge issues. You have a coach who's been there for a while. I wonder, and I heard Colin Cowherd talking about this week on his show on Fox Sports, maybe time for Shanahan to move on. The 49ers need to kind of redo things, and Shanahan might be a candidate. Listen, if I'm Chicago, you know, make a call. Hey, what would it take to get Kyle Shanahan? What's the big deal? It couldn't hurt him.
Another injury, New Orleans Saints tight end / quarterback Taysom Hill is out for the year with a torn ACL. I think this is a blow for New Orleans because it was a season basically that was disastrous after they started 2-0. Taysom Hill was kind of that bright spot in the offense the past few weeks. He's been putting up the numbers, and owners really felt like they could finally trust him because I think he was used in previous years as like a gadget. He'd be in some plays, he'd be out some plays, but we saw more consistency in the past few games from Taysom Hill. Now, who steps up in that offense for New Orleans? There's not many players outside of Alvin Kamara, but yeah, there is a player that may land on an import list. He's Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Definitely a jump in production. Not many players in New Orleans that, you know, you could say, hey, I can confidently start you in fantasy football. Back to the Taysom Hill injury.
Yeah.
You know, this is an ACL injury, and we've seen it before. TJ Hockenson had one last December. He did not start the regular season the following year. So I'm just wondering about his injury, how long it takes him to recover from it. Jonathan Brooks had an ACL injury in college. He did not start for the Panthers at the beginning of the season. In fact, he didn't play till week 11. we might be talking about him not even on a fantasy radar at the beginning of next season.
He called him a gadget player, and I think that's a great line. But the other part of it is he really has come into his own the last couple of weeks, and one of the reasons is because they fired Dennis Allen. You've got to see what that coaching situation is in New Orleans, whether or not they feel that Taysom Hill has a use there. Again, he is a unique player. He's quarterback, tight end. He's got wide receiver skills. But you're right, Mike. I don't know if he is going to be back next year. And I think that injury could be one that we'll have to watch. And it'll be something that'll be on our fantasy radar. Speaking of fantasy, though, you're the Hall of Famer. Hey, let's get some import-exports going for week 14 with six teams on bye.
That's huge from a fantasy football perspective because you're going to have some big names who are not playing this week. They call this Bye-mageddon or Bye-pocalypse part two. And this is going to be a difficult week.
It's time to import and export with the Fantasy Sultans.
He's an importer exporter, okay?
I'm going to start with a quarterback, though, who could help you out, and that's Bryce Young. I mean, take a look at what he's done in the past, and it's a totally different scenario the past few weeks. He's actually looking like a franchise quarterback, and this is the quarterback that Carolina drafted and they wanted, and it just didn't work out in season one, and really part of season two it did not work out as well. But he's a player that I think that you could play this week. No, he's not going to put up Lamar, CJ Stroud, Jaden Daniels, but he's going to be consistent enough. Past few weeks he's not had any turnovers, and I think that's what you need as you're heading down the stretch here, especially going into the playoffs. Tyrone Tracy, this is another player who's done well for the Giants. Since week five, he's averaged 14.1 fantasy points, just two games under nine. Consistent usage that we're seeing on the ground and in the running game. This week, he matches up against New Orleans. They've allowed the seventh most fantasy points to running backs. I say stardom. Also, wide receiver Parker Washington from Jacksonville. Now, the Jaguars starting quarterback Trevor Lawrence left the game last week with a concussion. Mac Jones came in, got the start, and those two had a connection. He caught six passes for 103 yards and a touchdown with his longest reception of 30 yards. Jacksonville has difficult defensive matchups against Tennessee and the New York Jets. But if Jones is in the lineup, somebody's got to throw him the ball. Why not be Parker Washington? Exports. Seattle wide receiver Tyler Lockett. Now, over the past five games, his fantasy value has been completely overshadowed by Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Lockett's averaging 3.2 targets and then 25 overall receiving yards. He's not a player that you need on your roster in week 14 or in the playoffs. You know who else I'm getting off of? I am getting off of the Gus bus. Gus Edwards is in a timeshare in Los Angeles. The running back splitting carries with two other backs in a win against Atlanta. Really no guarantee that he's going to get double-digit touches in any game, even with J.K. Dobbins hurt. And if Edwards does come back with a short yardage situation touchdowns, you're really staring down the barrel of fantasy disappointment. We're not going for the Gus bus.
The buys this week, obviously Baltimore, Denver, Houston, Indianapolis, New England, and Washington. And that's going to affect a lot of people because, I mean, just right off the top of my head, you got five great quarterbacks. Off the top of my head, there you go. Jaden Daniels, Anthony Richardson, CJ Stroud, Bo Nix, and Mr. Lamar Jackson. Listen, I think streaming quarterback this week, you've got to try and pick up, and I think, Mike, you have the right one. I think Bryce Young is the guy. I'm going to go running back and import Isaac Arendo. Last man standing in San Francisco. He's a guy you want to get. If he's available in your league, you've got to grab him because he's going to get a lot of touches. Also, somebody for the playoffs down the road. You can get him today and might be smart to make the move. Jeremy McNichols for Washington. I know he's on the bye, but Austin Eckler is on IR, and that is not a good thing. So therefore, I would grab and make a move in the bye week. And even though you can't use the player this week, you can use him next week. All right, wide receiver. You mentioned Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Okay, Monday night, Elijah Moore showed a lot Monday night, and he is available in leagues. Even though Cedric Tillman may return this week, I think he's a guy you want to grab. Last but not least, I want to go with a kicker move. And again, it's somebody who is on bye. So it's something that you could make the move now, get it through real quick if you've got room on your roster, and you might have a couple of pieces that you don't really want. Harrison Butker for Kansas City. Now, Kansas City kicking game has been a bit of a problem, a bit of an adventure. Spencer Schrader filled in. He's injured now on IR, and Matthew Wright's going to fill in today. Harrison Butker comes back. They gave him the big extension. He's going to be kicking. I think Butker is money, and a lot of teams dropped him when he got injured. They didn't want to carry him.
The Fantasy Sultans Sunday Twofers.
How about two people you're looking for this week, Mike?
Yeah, I'm looking at the Jets backfield. Breece Hall's late addition to the injury report last week. A little panic in fantasy owners. While he did play, his production really wasn't the greatest. The Jets activated Isaiah Davis while Braylon Allen, he reprised his role in short yardage situations. Davis caught a touchdown pass while Allen did barely nothing. I'm going to watch the Jets backfield. Now I'm watching the quarterback, Aiden O'Connell for Las Vegas. I don't think anybody saw this coming last week. A 300-yard performance against Kansas City on that Black Friday game, but it happened. And he draws games against Tampa Bay, who gave up close to 300 to Bryce Young. They get Atlanta the following week, and their defense hasn't been the greatest, and then Green Bay. So if you're in a desperate quarterback situation this week, he's somebody who can help you out.
All right, two players I'm looking at this week. Number one, I want to see if Tyreek Hill gets back on track. He has been awful last couple of weeks. But last week, it seemed he showed up in the game. And he is important to Miami's offense. I want to watch him. Again, I have him in a couple of leagues. I am somewhat concerned. And the other player I want to watch is Cade Otton, the tight end for Tampa Bay. Now, before the bye, he had four straight games of really high usage. But since the bye and Mike Evans returned, not so good. I want to watch him this week. I want to see because, again, he could be somebody you could drop and pick up somebody who could help you down the stretch. Again, the fantasy playoffs are upon us. We've got some games to watch today. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Fantasy Sultans. Pick 'em.
Let's go!
And here's an irony. We haven't had this all year. All three locals playing at 1 o'clock this afternoon. So we've got those games, courtesy of FoxSports.com. We've got the odds. First of all, the Jets take on Miami today in Miami. They are a 6-point underdog. I think Miami playing at home, I'm kind of liking Miami. I think Aaron Rodgers' days for this season are numbered.
The Jets defense slowed down Geno Smith, but I'm really not sure if they get consistently to Tua just because of the way he gets rid of the football. Gets it out really quick, so I'm going to take Miami at home.
Giants host the New Orleans Saints, as we have mentioned. The Saints are a 4.5-point choice. The Giants woulda, coulda, shoulda. They're still playing hard. New Orleans comes in. They've got a little bit of juice since the coaching change. I think they cover 4.5 points. I think they beat the Giants at home.
Well, let me say this. The Giants are really going to struggle for the rest of the season without Dexter Lawrence on defense.
Yes.
Saints really aren't much better on offense. I mean, they do not have Chris Olave. They do not have the triple threat in Taysom Hill. So I think New York is going to keep it close and cover the spread, but New Orleans will win by a field goal.
The Eagles host the Carolina Panthers. Mikey's team, the Hall of Famers
yes.
team. The Eagles are a 12.5-point favorite. Listen, this is a lot of lumber to lay.
Yeah,
the Eagles, while they're playing well, they have a tendency sometimes to play within a team. I think Carolina has got something going. I definitely think they play within the spread. I'm not saying Carolina's going to knock off the Eagles because they are a good team. But I think that they can play within that spread.
Yeah, why can't they keep it competitive with the Eagles if they're going to go toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes? I think the only way on defense that this game gets out of control is if they cannot stop Saquon Barkley. And Saquon Barkley is a force to be reckoned with. Carolina getting the points is what I'm taking. Yep.
All right, late game today. The Bills are in Los Angeles to take on the Rams. They are a 4-point favorite. The Bills on Sunday Night Football in the snow in Buffalo were great. I think the Bills are hitting on all cylinders. The Rams have been struggling. I think 4 is probably the right number. I think the Bills win this game probably by a touchdown.
Yeah, Buffalo has been playing really well right behind Kansas City. They're really getting it done. So, yes, Buffalo.
Sunday Night Football, the aforementioned Kansas City Chiefs are hosting the Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers surprised some people. They've looked good. Jim Harbaugh's got something going there. Justin Herbert looking good. But it is the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs seem to be getting by the skin of their teeth. 4 points in Kansas City. So I'll take the points in this one, because I just, for some reason, I think Kansas City, it's going to be another close one.
Consecutive road games for LA against a team with added rest. I'm going to go for Kansas City, giving the points.
Monday Night Football, 5.5-point spread. Cincinnati takes on the Dallas Cowboys. I know the Hall of Famers looking forward to the Simpsons alternative broadcast of this game,
yep,
taking
yep.
place in Springfield between Bart and the old man. The old man is with the Dallas Cowboys. I'm going with Bart in this game. Cincinnati needs a win. They have struggled mightily. This Dallas team, I don't care. They beat the Giants on Thanksgiving Day. Yeah, big deal. I think Dallas is not that good. I think Cincinnati comes in. I think they put up some points in this game.
Yeah, Joe Burrow is cooking against much better defenses. Dallas is going to say, "Doh," I think. So I'm going for Cincinnati. You know what else they'll be saying? Eat my shorts. That's another thing they'll be saying.
The Hall of Famer pulling out the Simpsons lines.
Hey, before we go, Trip, though, we do have to talk really, really quick about fantasy playoffs. It is starting next week. Some leagues may start this week, but most of the leagues are going to start next week. You really have to start thinking about your transactions. You got to ride with a hot hand. You can't give up on those players who have gotten you to this point, because I know that people are like, well, okay, you're turning over a new leaf. But no, you've got to stick with the winning formula. If the winning formula is working, why should you change it? Keep you going.
Mike, I agree. You go with what got you there. But that's why I said in my twofer, you know, Tyreek Hill, there are some fantasy owners who are questioning whether or not Tyreek is really going to make a difference. He's a great player. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just kind of concerned going down the stretch, because he's kind of disappeared. And I actually had him on the bench a couple of times. That's what you got to think about. But as I said, even in our import exports, go get Harrison Butker. He may not help you this week, but he's a guy who could make a difference. And in those playoff games, 1 or 2 points can make the difference. And Harrison Butker could win you a game, and he could lose you a game if he's on the other side. But you've got to think ahead. You've got to plan for the playoffs.
And we are always planning ahead here. We are the Fantasy Sultans, Sunday at noon, Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com. As we get you ready for the games, it is almost time for kickoff. We want to let you know we'll be here next week. And in 2 weeks from now, it is Fantasy
Festivus.
That's yes. right. We are getting the poll out of the crawl space.
Yep.
We are going to H&H Bagels. We are going to be in a schwitz for 6 hours, melding over our fantasy teams. We will be ready for that. That's 2 weeks away. You'll want to be here. It is going to be a blast with us.
Yeah, we got some problems with some of these folks, and we are going to air our grievances.
You want to know why we could do that? Because we are the Fantasy Sultans.
And you are not.
Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans has been a presentation of Fox Sports Radio New Jersey and Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore. Want even more fantasy?
His whole life is a fantasy game.
Follow the Fantasy Sultans on YouTube at Fantasy Sultans. And tune in next week at this same time for more Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans.